Every valley will be lifted high, and every mountain made low. Spring will drive winter away, and the garden will rejoice. Like the rose, it will burst into bloom, and the glory of the Lord, the splendor of God, will be revealed.
From the days of eternity, Jesus has been with his Father. They are both God. Both are full of glory and majesty greater than anything we can imagine. Jesus came to our world to show and to share that glory. He came to our dark, sinful planet to share the light of divine love, to be God with us. That's why the Bible writer says they will call him Emmanuel.
Every valley shall be lifted. Shall we kneel for prayer? Our loving Father in heaven, we're thankful that we could be here this morning in your sanctuary to worship and to praise you for all that you give to us, your mercy and your grace. Father, we thank you for this Christmas season. Help us to appreciate the reason for this season, for Jesus Christ, who left the heavenly kingdom to become one of us and to suffer and die for us so each one of us can be with you in your kingdom. Help us to embrace your blessing, that we might be a blessing to all those that surround us every day, that the spirit of Christmas might be with us, not only during this season, but every day that we live. We thank you, Lord. We ask your blessing on our program this morning. May each of us that have come to hear and see you and feel you have that kind of feeling today as we worship you this morning. Bless each one, I pray, in your holy name. Amen. Amen.
In Jesus, we see God most clearly. He shows us without doubt that His Father's greatest joy, His greatest glory, is to give. God's life flows out to the universe in His ministry for all created beings. It flows out through His beloved Son, and through His Son it returns in praise and joyful service. It becomes a great wave of love, flowing back to the source of life. Through Jesus, the circle of life and love is complete.